High school, high school, high school, high school,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Colorado school. High School State Wrestling Championship. May the best man win.
Illegal, Ted. No, it isn't, Gary. I wrestle fair and square.
And the winner of the Colorado High School State Wrestling Championship, Ted Haggard.
I want a rematch, Haggard!
Okay, seniors, have a great summer and good luck in college.
I am going off to college, longing for my first kiss. Sit down, it will crimp your hair. Put on your red lipstick.
So what did God say?
He said he'll find me a blonde man with muscles and a shirt tucked in tight. I'm gonna marry me a blonde man to unleash my sexual appetite. Oh, 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 oh. A blonde man with a passion for Christ. Jesus sacrificed so I can find me a blonde man. It's gonna marry me a blonde man, a hottie from Oral Roberts University. I'm gonna stroke his blonde hair and dump Gary, that brunette. God said to leave the hue between orange and green. Is in the spectrum of God's visible light, hair like a gilded lily, a yellow hair ship ready to take flight. Herself a blonde man. Yes, Jesus sacrificed so I could find me a blonde man.
God spoke in my dream. He said, dump you and find a blonde man here tonight. Oh God, there he is. Gotta go. Blonde hair. Lock him down, that man.
Gail, Gary is here for you. Hi, Gail. So are we still sitting together at La Maison tonight?
I'm sorry, Gary. I had a God dream.
Oh.
God spoke in my dream. He said, dump you and find a blonde man here tonight. Oh God, there he is. Gotta go, blonde hair. Lock him down, that man. He's gotta be the one. Oh, he has a girlfriend. So I guess he's not God's plan for me. I'll keep showing off my ample Christian qualities while looking for a godly wand.
Cause God said blonde.
So tired of faking, I have a girlfriend.
He's just not ready to make a commitment.
Oh no, my seat is next to Gail. She's a man eater. I am chum, she is jaws in the water.
Maybe God's plan needs an unsure man for a parable about the wages of sin.
Can I get an amen? A blonde man. He's a blonde man. A blonde man. Found me a blonde man. A blonde man. He's a blonde man. A blonde man. She found a blonde man.
won't rest until I've ruined his life. Grabbing grub at the dining hall, a force mixer and us bros are all amped up. I might have bet I'd sit next to my future wife. Gail's eye, my hair, eyes coming like a knife. She smiles, oh heck, let's give this gale a chance. A blonde man, he's a blonde man. A blonde man, found me a blonde man. 3 years come and gone, Gail and Ted on the path. Ted talks to God for an hour and a half. So you want me to marry Gail? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll be asking you once, as I get down on my knee, I'll be answering once, I'll be begging you, darling, please marry me. A blonde man, you are a blonde man.
A blonde man.
I am a blonde man.
A blonde man.
A blonde man. Finally gonna marry a blonde man.
A blonde man. He's blonde.
I'm gonna quit school.
A blonde man. Finally gonna
quit school and get married.
A blonde man. He's blonde.
Get married and have sex.
A blonde man.
Finally gonna marry a blonde man. Here comes the bride, all dressed in white. Here comes the bride, all dressed in white.
I'm so happy to be starting our lives together, Ted.
Yeah, this apartment's way better than the dorms.
We will build a home with love that is true. We will paint our walls with paint that is new. A temporary home until heaven. There will be some holes that need to be plugged. There will be some nuts that need to be lugged. Those things are easy to do with you. There will be a fire and our structure will stand. Built upon the rock and not on the sand. I promise I will make it through with you. The earth will burn and the sinners will drown. So long as we have Jesus, we will save this town. The end will come and leave our bodies in dust.
This home will be standing, and in it will be us. One, two, three, four. I will build an army for Christ, that is true. Prayer, cannons, truth, guns, what Jesus would do. Convert this town's heathens to God's way. There will be some battles with blood that is spilled. I see 20,000 men in a stadium gale. Shoot the Jesus gun at the masses. Wonder what kind of home Jesus lived in. Whatever it was, I'm sure it was glorious. Will our home be that glorious, Ted? Of course! I will keep a holy home blessed by Jesus. I'll exorcise your demons with my telekinesis. Is that for real, Ted? Of course it is! My mouth, I know it is you, my sexy blonde one man Jesus crew. I will build a church that is rich and grand, enrolling tithing members all across this land. Take my love to the bank. Build this home like Jesus' army, a tank, a turret of love shot at point blank. This life is ours for the taking, and I will keep up the flaws. I will bring home the bacon. Let's build a home with our unbreakable bond. I will love you until death and beyond. I will love you until death and beyond.
God just spoke to me. We need to fill a stadium with 20,000 men. Just how does he expect us to get 20,000 men to show up at a stadium? We'll start a brand new church, Gail. A new fashion church that'll be different. We'll launch 20,000 tiny tithing specialty ministries. What a great idea. Let there be a specialty ministry for everyone. But first, we need to reach 20,000 men. I'm talking about outreach.
People who love music, funk, disco, dance, rock, electric, and acoustic. A ministry for those of us who bench, press, and squat. Ministry for chosen ones who wrestle on their yachts. A ministry for those who do battle at evil spots.
Taking donations.
724,336
men.
We gotta reach out. I'm talking about outreach.
5,000, 6,500, 7,000 men.
Truck drivers, teachers, air control dispatchers, janitors, collections agents, men of small statures, valets, protégés, immigrants we underpay, dancers at the cabaret, campers at the KOA. Our doors are open, but keep out the... I've got demons inside me, I know I should fight. Lord, give me strength.
time bomb about to explode. Lord, give me strength. Deep down inside me, there is a flame. This flame burns.
Thousand, 16,000 men. We gotta reach out. I'm talking about outreach. 17, 18,000, 19,000 men. We will root out evil, shock it with God's light. So get down and start praying. Is everyone here? We need one more man.
Have the lame made it up the stairs?
19,999 men.
Excuse me, I'd like to join your church.
Gary. Surprised to see me, Ted. Listen, Gary, I'm sorry about how Gail chose me over you. I'd have to be pretty immature to hold a grudge about something as petty as that for 8 years, 21 days, 3 hours, and about 4.5 minutes.
Oh, so we're good?
Yes, Ted, we're good. Say, I heard you singing about all those specialty ministries. I have an idea for a new specialty ministry.
Shoot your idea on me, Gary.
Perfect. By the way, Ted, where are all the women?
Oh, they're with Pastor Gale.
I wonder what they're up to right now.
Tell me all about your new love. Okay, here it goes. We grew up together. Our parents are best friends. My man is the best. Yesterday he got me flowers. He picks me up from Bible study. He drives my mom to bingo every Saturday. He's my best friend and I love him. I can't wait to make him my husband.
Well, it certainly sounds like a nice catch. I just have one tiny question.
Where does he sit at church on Sunday morning?
Well, he doesn't come on Sunday morning.
Oh, he doesn't come? Why not?
Well, he's not a member of this church.
Not a member of this church?
Oh no, is there something wrong with my boyfriend?
One, two.
It might seem that this man is a handsome fit, and you might be the best of friends. Might seem like your perfect match if it wasn't for the church that he attends. I once knew a woman on a path like you who found a man she adored. She cherished every moment she spent with him and truly thought she scored. He was a loving, caring, kind brunette man, the kind you'd bring home to your mom. He kissed her gently, he loved her deeply, he asked to be her husband.
Ooh, did they get married? Well, no, it turns out
he wasn't a godly man.
A godly man? What's that?
A godly man is born again in the name of Jesus Christ. But that's just the start. There are all sorts of things this godly woman must do for her men. And there's more that you'll learn about godly men after you're married.
After I'm married, like what?
A godly
Lord, but he will also fart and shout. A godly man might call you pig, he might even punch you out. And no matter what happens, here are some things us godly women still have to do. Do, 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 do. Godly woman is clean and proper and polishes her man's Harley Davidson chopper. On Friday makes dinner with loaves and fishes, clears the table and does the dishes, keeps her husband on the godly track, even if he's a nympho megalomaniac. Do, 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 do. Pastor Gale, my husband beat me last night.
He beat you? Well, is he a godly man? I guess so.
Then use your womanly force, set your man up on a healing course. Satan has him all betwixt, tithes your paycheck until he's fixed. Use your womanly force, ain't that right? Of course, Christian women are more silent, more deep, more modest, more meek, hidden wells of wisdom that we keep. If he lost her nest egg betting on a Bama win, I fell down to the depths with him. Amen. Praise Jesus. God demands I satisfy his godly needs, so I give my man a holder, so his godly seed.
My wife has 10 orgasms a day.
Isn't it great that 10's not gay?
How many orgasms did you give your wife yesterday?
Just what I thought. So sleep in the wet spot and get it again. That's the stuff us godly women gotta do for our men.
Do, 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 do us all night long. We have a vision from God to serve our men. He said, satisfy your man like a goodly hen. Satisfy your man like a goodly hen.
Stuff a godly woman must do for